Good afternoon, Smithers, and welcome to another Lounge Car Session. I'm your host, Megan Brady, and this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. I'd like to thank one of our sponsors for the Lounge Car Sessions, that is City West. They're located at 3767 2nd Avenue. They're open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. They are your local alternative for telephone, fiber internet, and cable television needs. So thanks to those guys. That is what keeps these sessions on the air. We are very grateful for that. Today we have a touring artist who just performed at Kissbeox, Kissbeox Valley Music Festival specifically. And yeah, I'm just really pleased that they were able to come in. We met over the weekend. So this is, I'm going to say here, an adventurous story songwriter. Isaiah John crafts music about moments from the lives of people, places, and reflections from his journey. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for that, Megan. This is an honor to be here in such a unique venue, the CICK Railcar. I stumbled upon this place 3 years ago when I first came to BC, and I thought it was just the coolest thing. I've never performed in a rail car, and I got to sit down and speak with Glenn and hear about the programs, and back then I didn't have the material that I have now, so it's a bit of a fulfillment to be here and doing this show. As you said, I am an adventurous story songwriter, so I'm going to tell some stories about my journey over that those past 3 years today, and our journey begins in the far-off land of Toronto. Precocious little child. And he was very talented with music. He went a bit of a distance with it. But he never figured out what it was for. He was the bunsoy of his family. Some say I was born with the music. As a boy, I'd search for every note I heard. I'd sit down at the keys and let the songs all flow through me, led by my desire to play and my curiosity. Some say that I had the most potential, that I could go the distance if I tried. They'd tell me I was smart and then I'd take it all to heart, without the understanding that I had to do my part. So look, ma, see what I've become. Am I still the wonder child I was? You are still my mom. As I grew, I felt all the frustration and the way of my mistakes and my mischances. I can do it if I just put my mind to it. I blame myself for all the ifs and all the ways I blew it. But I'm still loved, though I've not become the wonder child they said I was. I still have my mom. And in one short summer, I'm a dropout, I'm a failure, I'm a man without a place to come by you. And you tell me just come home. And in one short summer, I have plans, I have illusions, I have hopes and I have intrusions. And I tell you I'm on my own, but I don't know. Become for me the wonder child hoped to be. I know I still have my mom.
Beautiful. We're real people here. Sorry for that loud clank.
So one summer, in the summer of 2023, I felt a call to head west figure out what to do with my life. To figure out what to do with everything I left behind and all the momentum I gained. And so I did, not knowing how far it would take me. I figured a month would be enough. 3 years later, here I still am. And what I discovered. Well, why don't you just come with me? Discovered it was heaven sent. I went down and I drove across the country through the prairies, through the lakes, the Great Lakes, through the Rockies, and oh, did the land tell stories. The trees that would grow, the rivers carving their paths, and the rocks, the exposed rocks, and the ages that they've seen, that they've witnessed of our history and all the histories before. When I got to Highway 16, east of Jasper, when I got to BC, I stopped, I rode, and I listened. I would meet people in a small town called Burns Lake that would tell me their histories, and I realized, this is a place called the Highway of Tears. Why is that? Well, I would find out. Get on down to the way where the concrete jungle ends, where the yards turn into farms. Oh, get on down to the way. Get on down to the way where the fields become the trees, where the rivers come from creeks. Oh, get on down to the way. Get on down to the way where the soil turns to rocks and the hills turn into mountains. Oh, get on down to the way. Won't you get on down to the way where the fires eat the trees, where the beetles eat the pines? Oh, get on down to the way. Won't you get on down to the way where the wind chills make it land and the dams all flood with tears? Oh, get on down to the way. Where the ancients speak through dreams, where the bottles become walls. Oh, get on down to the way. Won't you get on down to the way where the women disappear, where the needles kill the men. Oh, get on down to the way. So I found out this place was called the Highway of Tears, historic for missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. The notorious, the infamous pipeline protests. Kenny Dam, as I would find out. The mountain pine beetle. But also a lot of rich cultural history. Some of it which has been preserved and some of it which is new. And I went a bit on over from Burns Lake to a town called Smithers on my way to Kispiak's Music Festival 2 years ago. And I had lunch at the Salvation Army after coming out. One of its patrons hailed me over. I had a box of donuts on me. She wasn't interested in the box of donuts. And she just started chatting me up because I'm a friendly looking face. And I found her story so interesting. I wrote it down and came up with a song as we were talking, and when I played it for her, she said that's exactly how I feel. So I just want to encourage you all to keep an eye out, an ear out, for these stories which are right next to you. This is Live Honestly. Stop kissing yourselves. This has been it.
bicycle. So alone as I roam, I can't be bothered. It's hard when you're carting your life in a basket. Nobody asks what you feel like you need till you're down in the casket. Please listen, I'm missing the mark and it's aching in. Cause I'm just tossed in the wind. I wanna live, wanna sleep, wanna feel all the pain. I will follow this path because they're the only ones who see you. The only ones who share the load.
Is that song recorded anywhere? Like, can people find some of that? Oh, hold tight. Hang on there. Carry on.
Just as part of an impromptu set on the streets of Toronto, which you can find on YouTube.
Turns out you can. Okay, well, that was beautiful, and now it's going to be recorded here, too. So thank you for that. Thanks for sharing it.
It's a lot of heavy things that I found out just after discovering the beauty and the history of this place. And you have to figure out how to reconcile all of them, see? A lot of these issues are tied to addictions and difficult lifestyle choices that sort of just perpetuate their own cycles. And they say that addiction has two ends. One is recovery and one is death. You'd hope that one comes before the other. And so this person that I wrote this song about and for, who said that she felt heard, well, I came looking for her a couple weeks later, and no one knew where she was, and I took that as no news being good news, because when we spoke, she said, in a couple months, I'm looking forward to going to treatment. And so a number of the people whose stories I did listen to, their lives have been affected in a lot of ways, either directly or adjacent to addictions. So I wrote a song of hope, of recovery.
My life has been a battle filled with warriors and angels, surrounded by a million voices calling to me. I wandered down this dark road filled with horrors and dangers. I held a spark of hope I couldn't see. When the sunset fades and the stars go dim, when my family leaves and I'm tossed to the wind, when there's nothing left but bottles and sins, a song ever so faint sings out to me. This won't be our last goodbye. Even though you gotta go, I'll send the angels to carry you on the wings of tomorrow. This old town won't do you right. It leads you to the cold of night. So say bye, I'll hold you tight, you know. This won't be our last goodbye. Gotta go. The angels come to carry me on the wings of tomorrow. This old town won't do me right. I'll leave it in the dark of night. So say goodbye. I'll hold you tight, you know.
See, recovery isn't just a person's choice. Yes, autonomy and consent is absolutely vital, but that's only half the battle. It takes a community for healing to happen. I wrote the song in a hospital for a cancer patient who was surviving, and I realized that this... it's a message to all people. So whatever you're going through, whatever your journey is, whether you're on the down or on the up, I wish you healing. Soil.
stem bearing first, leave me the sunshine your way. Like a bud that blossoms and sheds, may your fruit be sweet. Each in its place, we don't plant the grain. Each in its season, we don't make it rain. Each every person by fire or by flood, be cleansed and grow again. And may you heal, may you rest, may you thrive. We don't plant the grain. Each in its season, we don't make it rain. Each every person by fire or by flood, be cleansed and grow again. And may you heal, may you rest, ooh, may you thrive.
Just as you get transitioned over to the piano, I will let our listeners know that this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, and you're listening to a lounge car session with a touring artist. Oops, oh my goodness, as I smack the microphone. Isaiah?
Yes.
Isaiah John.
With a dash, like in Spider-Man.
Yeah, oh, I noticed. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate this. It's been quite moving, and we're going to have you play us out.
In 2024 to 2025, in Burns Lake, I devised, with the collaboration of the community, a musical, a live documentary musical called Home on Native Land. It was in the oral tradition, so it wasn't recorded. Please don't ask for a recording. And I asked different people in the town of all different backgrounds, what does home mean to you and how do you view your neighbors? Because since I've been in BC, that's the number one question that I've gotten. So, uno reverse. And people talked about the concept of what home is. The memories that make the place we live in our home. And the challenges that come with it. But in a forward-looking way, how to find and build home. And I realized at the end of it that this isn't complete if this isn't something that we can share with our children. So, if I could wish on shooting stars, here's what I'd like to see. The boy who's making funny faces in the photos on the fridge. He's the oddball hyper-know-it-all who's not like the other kids. And when it's time to focus, he'll start writing and pretend like he's not off somewhere in his own imaginary land. She's the precious listening princess who just can't get along. She's a gifted, headstrong songstress who will march to her own song. But in spite of all the accolades she fights for and achieves, she won't be moved to go pursue
unless it's something she believes. And when these children meet, it's childhood once again. They'll go off running in the rain, and the dancing never ends. Then the sun will set, they'll say goodbye, and go back home to sleep. They'll dream about the promises that they could never keep. 'Cause the world's not made for children, though we never quite grow up. The things we want and the things we have are never quite enough. If I could wish on shooting stars, here's what I'd like to see. A day when I can once again embrace the child in me. No, the world's not made for children, though we never quite grow up. The things we want and the things we have are never quite enough. If I could wish on shooting stars, here's what I'd like to see. A day when I can once again embrace the child in me. Then the world can be for children. Children just like little me.
I played that song at an open mic in Burns Lake, and one of the people from the town, who so happened to be the foster mother of one of my audio mentors, she asked me if I would do that as a promo for her book, which she just released about her journey, dreaming of being a foster parent to give these children a better childhood than her own and then her peers, and then pursuing that. And fulfilling it. So if you search for the book Double Exposure by Anne M. Bateson, who's originally from Smithers, I believe, that's what you'll be able to find. And if you message me privately, I can also sell you a copy. I think I'll end off today with a fun one. Thank you so much for having me, Megan, and to the whole CICK team. Thank you for everyone in the audience and anyone who's listening. Thank you for everyone who's been on my journey here, because these stories are all stories that matter, and if there's anything I want you to take out of it, it's the message of this coming song, but also that your story matters. So surround yourself with people who see that. This is Make Peace.
Oh, I was bred by the river, I was born on the shore, and I went to the lake where my fathers had sworn to make peace with the water and the land and peace with every man. They went and claimed their pieces just as they had planned. Some got plenty, some got few. Everyone who bought in paid a price and paid their dues to take a piece of the water and land, drink peace with every man. But tell me, who's raining that's falling on my face? And tell me, who's pain is calling me to give back the space? As a child, like I told, as a I got scolded. As a young man, I got up, took my life, and I rolled out seeking a piece of water and land and a peace with every man. Some they bless me, some they scorn. Everyone who met me asked me what I'm searching for. I told them, peace with the water and the land and the peace with every man. They went and said to me, well, son, you gotta have a plan. But tell me, who's saying that I gotta go and fall back in place? And tell me, who's raining?
Isaiah John.